This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good morning. Yesterday, while I was at the Farm Progress Show, I had a conversation with the Hillsboro FFA chapter. This morning, we will hear from their advisor, Kate Niemeyer, and some of the FFA officers. This is Kate's first year as the Hillsboro FFA advisor. How are you doing, Kate?
Wonderful. It's great to be here.
And Kate, you are originally from Butler. Could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I grew up on a hog farm. Grew up raising hogs in 4-H and Hillsboro FFA member myself, so it's great to be back in Montgomery County.
Well, great to see you guys here. And you have brought several people along with you. Could you tell me who we have here today?
Well, I have six of my eight FFA officers today. I have President Dylan Murray, Vice President Jesse Theriak, Secretary Hope Newberry, historian Sammy Nodal, reporter Kylie Kinsey, and chaplain Caleb Jackson.
So I'm sure you guys have been walking around. What time did you get here this morning?
We got here a little after, we got here around 9 o'clock.
Around 9 o'clock, so not too early. Have you guys seen anything that you thought was really neat or just kind of taking it all in? I know there's a lot to see. A
lot to see, taking it all in. We stopped by the Kalb tent and made it through the Soybean Association, learning some new facts about soybeans and bringing home some great, fun, free prizes.
Well, I think it's great that you brought everybody up here with you, your officer team. It's awesome for them to see this. Any other final thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, I just look forward to a great year at Hillsboro. We've got a lot of great plans on how to advance the chapter. There's a great foundation at Hillsboro, and this officer team has got some great ideas on how we can expand and grow the chapter and just lay a foundation for a great future.
Hillsboro FFA chapter president Dylan Murray is looking forward to his new role and the fundraising events the chapter has planned. And this is your first year as president, so what are your thoughts going into the year? Are you excited about being president, and do you guys have any events coming up?
I'm pretty excited, just hope everything goes smooth. We've got tailgating parties at every home football game before and during. We have now just started this year with the volleyball concession stands at home volleyball games. We'll be selling, just trying to make a profit for the FFA. So.
Great. So it sounds like some great fundraising activities. And Dylan, are you enjoying your day here at the Farm Progress Show?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've seen some neat stuff. I've been to the big one in Kentucky twice, so it's pretty similar. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely lots to see. And as far as FFA goes, I know National Convention is coming up in November. Will you be attending that?
Hopefully, because I have not yet attended and I'm dying to since this is my senior year, so I really want to go.
The chapter also has a trap shoot planned for October, and Vice President Jesse Theriak has more details about that event.
We are having our annual statewide trap shoot Monday, the 12th of October, and it's Columbus Day. It's going to be $20. Any FFA member or FFA alumni can come, and there is a lunch included. If you want to register, you can call the high school.
And for this trap shoot, you said it's $20. Is this serving as a fundraiser for the chapter?
Yes, and they've been having it go on for years, so we were just kind of continuing the tradition.
Where will this trap shoot be taking place?
Out at Fowler's Shooting Complex between Hillsboro and Litchfield.
Once again, that was the Hillsboro FFA chapter. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. Tune in with us during the noon hour for more updates from the Farm Progress Show. I'm Katie Bowles.